Live.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This literally is your show. You can take control, bring up personal items, political stuff, anything at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. There's hundreds of users, thousands of posts, and we also post our articles on
there. Yeah, I keep posting away.
So anything that we read, anything that we mention mm-hmm. on the air, like we're reading something from the internet, we'll tell you. We don't necessarily tell you all the sources when we're on the air, but mm-hmm. you can damn well bet we will post that article on our bulletin board system for you to peruse yourself, for you to comment on, because you yep. can leave comments after that.
I get comments all the time on the articles that we post. I can't say that I respond to all the comments. But
for instance, tonight we talked about the dude who's sitting out in front of the White House or mm-hmm. a block away from the White House with 15 gallons of gasoline in his van threatening to blow it up if he doesn't get his daughter back or his kid back. Yep. And that's going on the website.
We shouldn't call him dude. We should just start referring to him by his new name, Inmate. Because,
yeah.
Well, that's just dumb.
Yeah, sorry. Exactly.
He hasn't proved anything, you know?
So,
it doesn't matter
he's
whether
not getting his kid back.
He's trying to get his kid back or he's, you know, demanding that George Bush be incarcerated for war crimes or whatever it is, whatever his stand is out there, he is going to, he's going to end up in prison or dead.
Well, this isn't a news show, but since it's happening while the show's on, we're covering it. It's somewhat interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If anything happens during the hours that we're on here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604. That is 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. That's, again, freestateproject.org. So, I think we should talk about this show. We changed gears so easily. I mean, we're talking about this dude with the 15 gallons of gasoline one moment. We're into Iraq the next moment. We're into homemade bombs that you made as a kid the next moment. If you've got a comment on any one of those, you can call in. If you want to change the topic, you can call in. But, actually, I stumbled across this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Fox Television, says it has covered up the naked rear end of a cartoon character recently.
Yes.
Because of nervousness over
the FCC.
The FCC when what they might find objectionable. The latest example of TV network self-censorship because of FCC concern came a week ago during a rerun of a Family Guy cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Fox electronically blurred a character's posterior. You know, this the thing that you normally see reserved for the Girls Gone Wild video.
Yes.
Previews that are on, the advertisements that are on television. They actually blurred one of the animated character's rear ends.
Hmm. I can kind of see it would be, it's similar to a real person's rear end. I mean, everything's just an image, right? I mean, I'll grant you that it's just a cartoon character's bum.
Right.
But, and that we have seen real bums on television before.
That's true. I remember back in the 90s when NYPD Blue made big
They wanted
news.
To show everybody's butt in NYPD Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a big deal. But, so I can kind of see it. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a big problem with it, but...
Well, here's the kicker. The very same show aired 5 years ago on Fox, and they didn't bother to obscure it then.
Well, it's clear that there's definitely a more conservative swing at the FCC.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, they don't actually have to be concerned that the Federal Communications Commission will find it objectionable. I think that's more something that they have to worry if their viewers are going to. And according to Fox Entertainment President
it's not viewers that complain. The FCC is this family organization.
The Parents Television Council.
Yeah, the Parents Television Council.
They account for 99% of all of the complaints.
We should just ignore them completely. I mean, the FCC should ignore them.
They really should. The latest example, okay, so we have to, according to Fox Executive President Gail Berman, she says, quote, "We have to be checking and second-guessing ourselves now. We have to protect our affiliates." And I think that's a noble thing to do. I mean, you don't want your affiliates to get slapped with a fine. We kind of are the same way on this show. You know, we're not if we offend somebody on this show, it's going to be because of our political content.
Right.
We're not here to talk about sex in a real down and dirty manner. I mean, we'll talk about sex generally and how it ties into relationships and things like that, but we're not going to have a porn star in here describing sexual processes, which is what's going to get you
in trouble.
I think
both of our fiancés would probably dislike that.
Yeah, they probably would. Fox had not gotten any complaints about the cartoon, but the move follows the FCC's decision on October to fine 169 Fox stations $7,000 each. Do the multiplication on that. That's pretty hefty. For airing an episode of Married by America that showed people licking whipped cream from strippers' bodies and a man in his underwear being spanked by strippers. So that's just it. Whenever you bring a stripper on the air with you, you're getting into some bad territory. Because wasn't it like Johnny Rock up in Kansas City? Johnny Dare, that was who it was.
He had,
some strippers in his studio doing all kinds of stripperly things. And apparently that's something that the FCC would rather keep in the strip clubs. Because it seems like whenever you bring a stripper on, you're risking some fines. And actually, I never even heard about that $7,000 for every Fox affiliate. I never heard that one.
I did hear about it. Wasn't a story we talked about in the air.
Yeah, I wonder how I let that one slip by. Anyway,
we do definitely talk about the FCC whenever they make a move on this show.
Now, I wonder what that was like, because I didn't see the clip, obviously. I wonder how explicit it was. It couldn't have been explicit, could it? I mean, it was on primetime television.
Not too explicit.
It must have just been the intent, right?
Yeah.
The intent, oh, we're going to pander, which, of course, Fox does all the time.
Yes.
And they're always pandering to the lowest common denominator. And again,
just watch Fox News.
The Fox
They'll do a story on Girls Gone Wild, how terrible it is. Right. Oh, it's awful. Look at the humanity.
Look at all these clips.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. And they'll show the whole thing, Girls Gone Wild 1 and 2, front to back, and then go back and recap the highlights for you while they talk about how immoral. Look at the degradation. It's disgusting. Human feces. You know, the whole thing.
They've got the Girls Gone Wild feces edition now?
Who knows? I'm just talking about how they have a tendency to
you're right. They pander.
Name call.
Okay. Fox executive says it's certainly confusing when you have to do something like that. It's just that we're trying to find our way and do what's responsible. At PBS, executive said this weekend that they'll edit out a glimpse of a naked woman in a fictional account of a terrorist dirty bomb attack that will air next month after being shown first on HBO. We're so afraid now of this FCC. And what they can do, they can bankrupt a mom-and-pop television station, a radio station, Clear Channel, and the big boys, and Fox. They can handle it. I mean, they can handle these kind of fines. But they don't like it either. But if a mom-and-pop station got slapped with a $20,000 fine or a $200,000 fine, that's going to hurt. And it really is. So really, it's going to hurt the small broadcasters much worse if they get hit with a fine like that.
Well, I think PBS could kind of get away with anything. We're public broadcasting.
Right.
We're a little better than the other television stations, so we can show you. I mean, you know, if you watch PBS, you can see native women's boobs and stuff.
African women, National Geographic.
Yeah, like a National Geographic kind of thing. That'll happen there.
Sure.
Whereas I don't think that they'd show that.
Well, it's not in a sexual. They certainly wouldn't show that on Fox or anything like that. But if it's PBS doing it, or if it's a show where it's being presented as a documentary style thing, and it's not about African women having sex with one another, it's just about them doing their tribal things that they do on a daily basis.
Right.
Then it's not
being African women without shirts.
Right. Then it's not necessarily going to be found to be objectionable. It's not, because it has to have that pandering aspect to it. It has to have that we're showing this to get you to tune in because we're going to talk about sex. That kind of thing.
How come white women can't wear shirts at any point and not be pandering?
I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's just double standards. That's all. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about political stuff, personal stuff, something somewhere in between. We've been talking about everything from bombs to Iraq, I mean homemade bombs, to Iraq, to the FCC. And don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of free fun stuff on that website, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got ladies of all ages, from the teens to their 60s, shapes, sizes, colors. It's not a beauty contest. We just want to prove that women listen to this show, because as you've said so many times, Manwich, talk radio is kind of thought of amongst the industry as a male-dominated sport. Not only is it dominated by males on the air, but also allegedly dominated by males in the listening audience.
Yes.
And while it may be true that more males listen than women, we want to make sure it's crystal clear that this is not an exclusively male-listen-to show. We've got women who are willing to stand up and be counted as part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. And ladies, if you're out there listening and you want to do that as well, just email your picture to FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com, and we'll put you on the shrine at freetalklive.com.
That's a good thing.
Let's go back to the phones. Back to the fun. Tim in Kansas City listening on KCXL. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, actually, it's Independence, Missouri, but I appreciate the opportunity. You were commenting earlier about the FCC and how when they levy fines that a Clear Channel or Intercom or some other corporate radio station can afford to pay the fine, but your mom-and-pop stations cannot.
That's correct.
Well, also in that vein, our local affiliate here, thank God for them, KCXL, they do a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
I know that talking with the owner a while back that he was trying to upgrade the signal. And
okay.
He's done everything that he's supposed to do, you know, according to the FCC, but he's awaiting their approval. And they've been dragging their feet for a couple of years. So I think it's more than just the fines. They want to shut down the mom-and-pop stations.
Really?
That's sad. I mean, because that's really our last thing.
I think you may be, Tim, you may be semi-right. You're dealing with a bureaucracy, and anybody who's been to the Department of Motor Vehicles, who has talked to the police department, anybody who has dealt with a bureaucracy for more than 5 minutes knows that every single one of them is incompetent, slow, plodding, and just generally, sometimes just mean, downright mean.
Methodical.
bureaucrats are worthless. They're just wastes of life. I mean, they would be productive citizens if they were anywhere else. They would be productive, good citizens if they were anywhere else in any industry. But since they're working in a bureaucracy, even the ones that are trying to make a difference are hamstrung by the regulations, the rules, the bosses, the structure. And it's just a nightmare. I can't even imagine. Can't imagine working for a bureaucracy before. And so what you're dealing with there is mostly just the inefficiency, the slowness, and just the lameness of bureaucrats. Now, you're semi-right, and I'll agree with you, that a big company is probably going to have the financial push to kind of hurry things along. For instance, when I got my passport, there was two options. You could do the regular passport thing and sit and wait for 2, 3, 4 months. Who the hell knows how long it would take them to get you your passport. Or you could expedite. And the only thing you needed to do to expedite was give them some extra money.
Cash.
And so that extra money actually managed to get this bureaucracy to get things cranking, and then they got me my passport within 10 days. So I think you're right, but only semi, because Clear Channel's got the money, Infinity's got the money, and they'll just pony up as much money as it takes to get their things through. But even that doesn't guarantee that they'll get approved either, because again, they're dealing with bureaucrats who just don't care about business. They don't care about what kind of business radio stations are doing. But that said, construction permits do get handed out to even the smallest of radio stations. I'll tell you this, I spend my days calling radio stations because we are actively recruiting affiliates right now for this show, and I come across plenty of small independent radio stations that have construction permits in for upgrades and wattage and et cetera. So it's certainly possible. How many years has KCXL been waiting for this?
You know, I'm not for sure. I know I've been listening to the station for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And from pretty much that time, he has been trying to pursue an upgrade signal.
Mm.
And he wants to move a couple notches down the dial to 1160 to get that upgrade because, I guess, you know, other frequencies are involved.
Right.
But it's a shame because he truly does put out the best news and news talk radio.
Well, we agree. We're on the station. So.
I enjoy your show. I'm glad to hear you guys on the air. And I just wanted to chime in with that. I was in agreement with you about the FCC. I think I firmly believe that corporate radio is taking over, and they are squeezing the mom-and-pop stations out.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for the FCC, we'd have a whole different situation. I'm absolutely for the abolishment of the FCC.
Well, to a point, but you can't allow one station to broadcast at 100,000 watts at night either.
Well,
you know, so you they do need some restrictions on wattage.
And Manwich would agree with you on that one. Manwich supports a smaller, more streamlined FCC, and good luck, Manwich, getting that to happen.
I know, we all have our degrees of government, right?
why don't we just take our chances, Tim, and see what happens? Because you have to remember, if it wasn't for the FCC, the bandwidth might be a little bit bigger. I mean, we might have an AM band that stretches much wider than it actually is right now. We might have a larger FM band, and we might not even have those terms. You know, we would have something completely different if it wasn't for the FCC being involved and saying, okay, if you want to run a radio station, you have to do it within this frequency range, and if everybody's already got stations running there, you're just SOL. You can't get into the radio business. If you're in an urban market, trying to get a construction permit, I mean, Kansas City is market number 29. I don't know if you knew that, Tim.
Oh, yeah, it's small time, I understand.
No, that's big time. That's the number 29th largest market in the United States. That's huge.
Well, I guess, in your opinion, but I'm going to...
It's not New York, obviously,
right.
But nobody's New York. Not even Los Angeles is New York.
Not Chicago either. But
New York is 15 million people. L.A. is not even close with 10 million people.
Right.
So, I mean, as you drop below market number 5, they're all pretty much tied in with, like, you know, if somebody got 50,000 more people, they get the extra rank.
The trouble here, though, is that KCXL signal is so weak, especially at night, that it cannot reach this entire metro area.
It reaches the northeast corridor, I guess, the northeast portion of the city.
During the day, it's a little bit better, but most of the people that listen to the station listen to the Internet, and that's sad. You know, they need, you know, if with their upgrade, they could compete with the other stations in this area. But that's really all I wanted to chime in with. I agree with you on the FCC. They need to loosen up the regulations a little bit and keep up the good work. You guys got a good show here.
Tim, do you agree that we need to loosen up the content restrictions as well?
Oh, you mean on...
Like what you can say.
Like you talk about Howard Stern and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it get to the point of, you know, where it's pornography or, you know, vile language. I don't need that.
I agree.
I just don't want to see, you know,
don't you also agree
shows like, for example, shows on your network, like the Power Hour.
Yeah, well, we don't,
those other shows on your network restricted from the major markets. They cannot get on.
The reason why a show like the Power Hour, and nothing against our other shows on this network, but the reason why the Power Hour and those other shows can't get on in other markets is because their content is just too out there. I mean, program directors are afraid to add stuff like that, so that's why we're doing something different.
Is it too out there? The truth hurts, I guess.
Well, thanks
for the I believe...
Tim, we got to run, man.
Okay,
thanks for the call, dude. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. If you're not like Rush, you got to tough time. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, we do.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Political, personal, something somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And also, don't forget, you can log on, get interactive with us at the website at freetalklive.com. Check out our live stream. Maybe you're just on the outside of one of our affiliate stations' signals and you want to listen online? Do it. Freetalklive.com's got the highest quality stream available. I mean, a number of our affiliates have streams, but they are not as good
crisp
as
and clear.
Ours. Not as crisp. Not as tasty. As the freetalklive.com stream. So be sure you log on and check that out, as well as all the other fun stuff that we've got in store for you at freetalklive.com. Man, which, where are we going next? Because, again, you can interrupt the show at any time, but otherwise we've got to bring stuff up.
I read a scary story today that I thought I ought to...
Really?
And
like a ghost story?
Well, no.
Is it scary like that?
It could be. I don't know.
Okay. You've got me interested.
Tiny robots made of cells and microchips. Washington. Rat cells grown into microscopic silicone chips worked as tiny robots, perhaps the first step towards a self-assembling device.
Wow.
Researchers working in the United States reported on Sunday they described a new method for attaching living cells to silicone chips. They then got combined the entities to move like tiny primitive legs. Writing in the journal Nature Materials, this guy from Zhang Jingzhu, anyway... said it's possible to make such devices with a single cell seated on a specifically treated silicone chip. They've used rat heart cells in one experiment and created a tiny device that moved on its own as the cells contracted.
Wow.
The second device looked like a minuscule pair of frog legs. A micro device had two legs extending from the body of a 45-degree angles. Each leg had a foot extending at 45-degree angles. The researchers rose. It may eventually be possible to grow self-assembling machines using the method.
Where's Morpheus and Neo when you need them, huh?
Well, it's scary.
Gotta strike down this revolution.
I mean, they're building machines that not only operate and think and learn on their own, but build more of themselves. Self-assembling machines.
I saw something recently, I guess in relation to this, from some techie dude out in Japan who's following this sort of thing, or maybe he works for...
You suppose it's Zhang Zhongji?
I don't know. Could be. He made the claim that within something like 20 or 30 years, robots will be outperforming human athletes. Like, we might actually have the robot Super Bowl.
Well, Big Blues already kicked the butt, 10 years ago, kicked the butt of our world chess champions, right?
Right, yeah.
I guess it's not too far to imagine.
Isn't that amazing? Could the,
I, for
could
one,
the
welcome our robot masters.
You're such a wimp.
Yeah, well, what? I'm
it
sorry.
Is kind of funny. It is fiction becoming
machines
reality.
Are thinking on their own and moving on their own and assembling themselves.
Yeah.
It ain't long before RoboCop is in place and we're all worried about Skynet. You know what I mean?
It is amazing, isn't it, how literally reality does reflect art. reality can reflect fiction. I mean, if you look at some of H.G. Wells' early writings, it's amazing how close we've come already to a number of the things that he predicted. Of course,
anything but time travel.
I mean, the idea, yeah, everything except for the time travel thing. And who knows? You never
I don't know, man. It's so bizarre. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, obviously, it's bizarre and doesn't make sense, but that doesn't mean it isn't possible, right? I mean, you can't rule it out. If you rule
it's
it out,
so far removed, it's like somebody from, you know, the 1000 AD or what are they? Are they calling it ADE now?
Okay,
AD 1000 AD, imagining what the world would be like today.
Hmm.
That's the difference. I mean, it's hugely different.
Oh, absolutely.
Time travel is hugely different than what we're able to look at today.
I think it's interesting though that the fiction authors of the past, the fiction writers of the past, have conceptualized these things. They're the kind of the concept behind the ideas, and then the kids, I guess, who are reading the H.G. Wells books, read these ideas and say, "I want that. Yeah. I want a teleporting device like they have on Star Trek." You know, I don't really like Star Trek that much, but damn, I want a teleporter device.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to drive anymore. I mean. That's something they're working on.
How come they don't have the little air cars like they did on the Jetsons?
They have it. The reason why we don't have them in our driveways or flyways, I guess, would be because of the FAA.
Oh, the FAA won't let it.
The FAA shot down this one dude years ago who was trying to mass produce an air car.
Uh-huh.
And they said, "Oh, no. We can't give people this responsibility. No. You know, you'd have to, obviously, if you wanted to drive
like
one of these
pilot
things,
and the whole thing.
Yeah, you'd have to be a pilot, and nobody is going to go be a pilot just so they could drive an air car, because you need, like, 1,000 hours of flight, et cetera. I mean, it's easy to get a driver's license. To get a pilot's license, not so simple.
Mm.
So, all
but people are careening off the roads into people's houses now in cars. Why would they necessarily be doing that in air cars?
It's just the government getting in the way of change, as usual, hindering progress. Because, man, if we had air cars, imagine the economy boost that would happen as a result of it. I mean, if you can imagine the cut in the economy because of something like air flight getting banned, like it did right after September 11th.
Yeah, that's a huge blow to the economy.
I mean, that's tremendous. Now imagine that kind of take that blow to the economy, reverse it, and add it into our vehicles. Like everyone in America has an air car. No more. I mean, the traffic congestion problems wouldn't be an issue anymore.
Right.
What, you got congestion in front of you? Go down.
Yeah.
Go up. You know. I mean, plenty of room up there. Hmm. Obviously, the risk is going to be increased, and I'm sure there would be plenty of people that would say, "I think I'll take the road." I'm sure there'd be plenty of people in this country that don't like the idea of change, and they'd be on the roads, and then even the roads would be better, because they'd be less congested, right?
I don't know. I think that there would be less risk of, like, running into something up there. I mean,
that's absolutely true.
Falling out of the sky and landing on something would be a very real concern.
And I'm sure the auto or the, what would you call them, the auto flying car manufacturers would start building in security features just like they do in our cars today, where if the car detects that it's dropping at a certain rate, it'll go ahead and automatically eject you. I mean, who knows? We can't even fathom.
Little pillow devices?
We can't even fathom what kind of devices could be created by the free market if they were allowed to innovate in this area, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're just locked out by the FAA. Nope. We're the government, and we know what's best. We know how you can best transport yourself. How dare you suggest otherwise? That's basically what they're saying to you. Now, there have been experiments in Australia about teleport. I think that's where it was, Australia, where they've teleported like a particle. They've taken a particle and jumped it from one point to another. It's a very short distance,
uh-huh.
But they've done it.
Hmm.
So that's kind of like the very beginning of that. You're talking about the very beginning of robot technology and where we're going in the very, very bright and also scary future. Bright and simultaneously scary. I think the real scary part is the idea that governments will get their hands on this technology.
I mean, because they sure can't do any damn thing right. You know,
No. They can't do anything right necessarily, but that doesn't mean they can't hire companies to build robot killers, that
right.
sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Robot soldiers. I mean, we had somebody send us a link not too long ago about some of the different things that they're using on the ground in Iraq that are not human.
Right. They've got these little remote control robot car things with automatic machine guns on them. And once you don't have to put somebody's life in danger, then And all the rules change.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You want to comment? Do it. Take control. You want to change the topic? You can do that as well. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. 318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Grab yourself the updates there on the house. Everything at freetalklive.com is free. You go, you sign up. Takes just a couple minutes. And then whenever there's something new on the website that you need to be alerted of, whenever there's news in regards to the show that we want to get out there, you are the first to know via the updates at freetalklive.com. Now, talking about the future of technology tonight. We've also talked about Iraq. We've also talked about bombs. I mean, we'll talk about anything on this show. It was mentioned in this article that they're now combining robots with cells.
Yes.
So we now have the first robots that can actually build themselves, basically, right? They can kind of build more robots.
Self-assembling robots.
Yeah, so yeah. We're on the path already now to this kind of robot world, and at the same time we've got technology changing in transportation, and we actually have John on the line in Pennsylvania who wants to talk about that. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have a comment, please.
Sure. John, you're on the air.
Well, what do you guys think about, I mean, do you guys think that there's technology out there that, is being held back for whatever reason?
I think.
What do you mean? What specifically, what do you mean? I mean,
well,
I think the answer is yes, but are you talking about a specific kind of technology?
No, just generally.
And, the FCC holds back technology, or not the FCC, excuse me, the FDA holds back technology constantly. I mean, there's all these drugs that could be pushed through the system that would help people, save people, and right now they're sitting in testing. And,
10 years.
You know, it takes 10 years to get through. I think that absolutely, and that's just an example. If the FDA is any example, sure, government holds up all kinds of...
My one comment was that I know that I was told something that I clearly remember is because you don't know about something makes it amazing to you. You know, like if someone was to work on an aircraft, this is way off, but say an aircraft that runs on anti-gravity propulsion systems or something
That would be crazy, amazing.
That would be crazy to us because we know nothing about it, but someone who's been working on it would look at you and say, well, what are you talking about? This thing is nothing. It just does this, this, and this. You know what
right,
I mean?
Sure.
So the unknown is amazing to us.
Yeah.
And we got to remember that. Just because it's amazing to us and we don't know about it does not mean it doesn't exist and
well,
we can't
and to
expect
some people
to cater.
On top of that, John, not only is it amazing to us regular folk, but to some people, it's scary. And that's why we've got these government bureaucrats that are saying, well, no, 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 no. You just hold back on that crazy revolutionary idea. That's too scary.
Yeah, I mean, and technology, if it comes out ahead of time, is suppressed. I definitely believe that. The comment I wanted to make about the flying car is, I don't know which one you mentioned it, but It is a reality. Moeller International out in Davis, California, has been working on it forever. And the FAA is going to approve it at the end of 06 at the very latest that they had said. And it's going to eventually be, this is why they're waiting, because they're setting up a system called SAT. And SATs is like where microjets and flying cars and all this stuff will go in a three-dimensional gridlock, but they'll be controlled by satellite. Everything will be navigated.
What?
You know, they'll have... You just punch in your code on your car, it takes off vertically, and it goes.
You don't actually get to drive it?
Maybe at first you have to have a pilot's license, but that's why they're setting up SATs. No, eventually you won't be able to drive it. You punch in your coordinates, everything is by GPS, and there'll be many more air traffic controllers. They're going to link all these small airports. There's a couple of big airports in the state of...
Is this the government that's setting this up? Because if that's how it's going to be, then it'll never work right.
It is. It's the FAA, the Department of Transportation,
it'll
and
never
NASA.
Work right. The existing...
Those are three of the most bloated, useless organizations ever.
Yeah, NASA, the FAA, and the Department of Transportation,
I mean,
that's true.
NASA's just gotten back to what they do well, blowing up rockets. I mean, and they had another one just recently. I'm sorry to say that it's the only way to get into space currently, but if you want to go, you have to take your life in your own hands.
That sounds like a really nice idea, and if they actually manage to hit their target date, and they never do, I mean, you know the government, when they say they're going to complete a road on a certain, you know, by a certain date, it's 15 months later before it's actually done. Same thing applies to NASA, and the same thing applies to the FAA.
NASA's time is 50, though.
Hmm?
That's true, but consider this. This infrastructure doesn't take roads. Roads take a long time to build and all this stuff. All you're doing is you're installing an air traffic control system.
You'd think that that'd be simple. It sounds real simple, but these are the same people who've been using vacuum tube technology in the flight controller. Not, what do you call it? Those people that sit in the towers.
Air traffic controllers.
They still use vacuum tube technology, and they slide notes to each other on these little sliders. I mean, these people are stuck in 1950.
No, that may be true, but it doesn't mean the technology doesn't exist. I mean, they could do it. It's there. They could do it,
but they don't have an incentive to. That's the problem, John. I mean, if it was left up to the free market, we'd all be owning sky cars by now. As you said, Mahler's been around, and I'm on their website right now. I actually went there before you called in. Mahler has been around for a long time. They've been working on this, and they've been held back. If they'd been allowed to manufacture their vehicle 20 years ago or 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever he first came out with it, then the rich, the ultra-rich would have picked it up, and then the semi-rich would have picked it up, and then demand would start skyrocketing. It would go into mass production, and costs would start coming down. Toyota would jump into the game. 15 other car companies would hop on, and we would have a huge competitive industry in sky cars right now. But thanks to the FAA, who you're kind of propping up there, we don't. Final words. 10 seconds.
Well, I guess my final word is always remember that what we have now is about 50 years behind what we could have.
Because of the government. Thank you, John.
Yes,
we appreciate
Thank
your call. 1-800-259-9231. They're the only ones holding back people from creating things. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us online and grab some archives. You can log on at freetalklive.com. Maybe you're just tuning in and you wonder what you missed in the past hour, or the past 2 hours of the show, actually. We're here from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock. You can get every single one of the hours from the last 6 days online at freetalklive.com for free. In an era when everyone is charging $5 a month for their archives, we give them away. Not because they're not worth anything, but because we know more people will listen that way.
So, that's true.
Log on at freetalklive.com and you can check that out. We've been talking about technology, but this show, you can talk about politics, you can talk about personal stuff, technology, whatever is on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. We were the last caller mentioned that we're 50 years behind, basically, where we should be in technology.
Sounds accurate.
And I would say the reason for that is because the government is holding us back. They certainly are holding this company back. The company's called Mahler International. And according to their website, they've developed the first and only feasible, personally affordable, personal vertical takeoff vehicle, takeoff and landing VTOL vehicle in the world has ever seen. And I'll tell you what, it's also cool as hell looking as well. You've always known it was just a matter of time.
It looks like an Indy car.
Before the world demanded some kind of flying machine which would replace the automobile. But the world's been demanding it. It's the government that's suppressing it. Of course, this machine would have to be capable of VTOL, be easy to maintain, cost-effective, and reliable. Well, we at Mahler International believe we've come up with the solution. The solution is the Voluntor, which means a vehicle that can lift straight up off the ground, like
right.
a Harrier jet, just straight up in the air and land straight down. You don't have to taxi or anything like that. And they call it the M400 Skycar. And I'm just reading this because it's fascinating, not because I'm trying to promote these guys, although this concept definitely deserves promotion. Let's compare the M400 Skycar with what's available now, the automobile. Take the most technologically advanced auto, the Ferrari, Porsche, Maserati, Lamborghini, or the affordable Acura, Accord, and the like. It seems like all the manufacturers of these cars are touting the new and greatly improved aerodynamics of their cars. Those in the aerospace industry have been dealing with aerodynamics from the start. In the auto industry, they boast of aerodynamics, performance-tuned wide track suspensions, electronic ignition and fuel injection systems, computer controllers, and blah, blah, blah. What good does all this advanced engineering do for you when the speed limit is around 60 miles an hour and you're stuck on crowded freeways anyway?
It's an excellent question. Really, what is the point of all this high-performance stuff on your car when you can't go higher than 70 miles an hour on the interstate?
Well, can any automobile give you this scenario? From your garage to your destination, the M400 Skycar can cruise comfortably at 350 miles per hour and achieve up to 28 miles per gallon.
Wow.
No traffic, no red lights, no speeding tickets, just quiet direct transportation from point A to point B in a fraction of the time. Three-dimensional mobility in place of two-dimensional mobility. Talk about a step up.
That really is something.
And finally, they wrap it up with this statement. No matter how you look at the automobile, it's only an interim step on our evolutionary path to independence from gravity. That's all it will ever be. Talk about a vision. Talk about some a company that knows exactly where they want to go. They were founded in 1983. They've been around for 20 years, and they haven't yet been able to mass market this product because of one organization, and that is the FAA. They need to be abolished. They do nothing for freedom in this country. They inhibit production. They inhibit our ability to get from point A to point B, because if it weren't for the FAA, we'd all have one of these or the Toyota version sitting in our garages. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back. We got another hour to go.
If you're tired of...